Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hi, this is the Red Men TV, and it is our bite-sized show for Wednesday, the 7th of December. And today we're going to be talking about Liverpool headlines that have came out and broken. I am Chloe Bloxham, and I will be live at 9 p.m. on YouTube for our live interactive show. But before that, let's get the rundown of today's headlines surrounding Liverpool Football Club. And to start it off, I'll go through to the Dubai Day 2. Yes, the Reds are in Dubai training once again. And there were some funny stories from training today, the main one being that Mo Salah decided to trip over Kostas, his best mate. Kostas did, you know, hobble for a couple of minutes, but was absolutely sound. Great job that it wasn't Naby Keita that he'd fell over, because Jesus Christ, he'd have been out for another 3 months potentially there. But yeah, another day of training, another day of work for the Reds in sunny Dubai. Jürgen looked, you know, in full spirit, smiling as always. It's good to see the Reds back. Harvey Elliott did an interview with Liverpool Football Club as well, basically talking about his holiday with Kostas, because we've been seeing it absolutely everywhere, haven't we? All over socials, that's been. And he basically just said that Kostas is an unbelievable guy. He's one of my favourite people in the world. He's got a lovely family surrounding him. And, you know, it was brilliant to be able to spend time with him off the pitch and go for food and have a nice holiday with him. He is great company. And it shows just how close this team is, that on their time off in the middle of the season, he's decided to go on holiday with Kostas. It could end up going one or two ways. Either, you know, you absolutely adore the guy even more, or you absolutely despise him. Thank God it's gone the way of them being even closer. And it's great to see our players, you know, laughing and spending more time together, because that's what we need. You need a lot of cohesion in football. And it's great that they actually enjoy spending time with each other outside of the football pitch. So yeah, that's a lovely story that happened. But the most wholesome thing to come out of today is that the Reds paid visit to local children in Dubai. And there is a 2 minute clip on Liverpool's website, and it is some of the most wholesome content ever, to be honest. I absolutely loved it. Roberto Firmino, Adrian, Milner, Kostas and Joe Gomez went to see local children in Dubai to give them gifts and to just spend time with them, play a little bit of footy as well. And it was absolutely brilliant to see. There's some photos and it's just brilliant what you know, the Reds can do for communities when they go to different places. And everyone looked in high spirits as usual. Bobby, his teeth white as ever, smiling, Millie having good times, and Adrian also getting up and in the middle of a dance waving flags around. It was that is brilliant to see. I absolutely loved seeing that. But that is the wrap up of day two in Dubai. Not much going on aside from getting ready for the weekend when the footy actually begins. But another good day for the Reds. Moving on to topic two then, we're going to be talking about Amrabat and how his reps want to meet Klopp for a second time after the World Cup. This was broke by Santi, and you can't see him because he's on Twitter, but if you go to Santi_J_FM, you'll see the story. However, it is in French, so good luck. I had to translate it. But yeah, Amrabat has already met with Klopp. His reps have already met with Klopp before the World Cup. And it seems like this is moving forward, this transfer, because Klopp wants to see him for a second time after the World Cup. Personally, I don't know a lot about Amrabat. I'm not one who really wants him. But for 30 million, you know, Klopp can make him into a superstar and making him an £80 million player. That's just what Jürgen Klopp does. But it looks like, you know, it's moving forward. There's being talks about it. And it's not at a standstill, which is quite surprising, because a lot of these transfer rumours I do just take with a pinch of salt. But it looks like this one is going further. And who knows, Amrabat could be brought in in January because Fabinho's not been playing well at all this season. I think that's fair to say. He's not really had a run at the World Cup. I think he was involved in maybe one game, and that was the last group stage game when Brazil were obviously already through. So yeah, Klopp wants a second man for that position so that we can rely on him and fall back on him. And if Amrabat is that player, which it looks like it may be at this time, and he likes the look of him at the end of the World Cup, don't be surprised if we put a cheeky bid in for Amrabat and he becomes a Liverpool player. But yeah, that is topic two. Moving on to topic three, another massive transfer. And we've been talking about it for days on end, weeks on end, months on end, really, to be honest. And that is Jude Bellingham. And the reason that we keep talking about Jude Bellingham is because things just keep dribbling out every single day on social media, little stories, and today's stories are that Bellingham's family wants him to join Liverpool. He is obviously an English lad, so being close to home is great, but yeah, it looks like Liverpool are favourites to sign Jude Bellingham. Our talks are more advanced with Real Madrid than Real Madrid are with Jude Bellingham, and it looks like, to be fair, we'd have to do something extremely horrific for this not to end out in favour of Liverpool. Chris Falk from CF Bayern has said that Liverpool would have to do something damaging for him not to join Liverpool now. Jude Bellingham should be a Liverpool player, basically. And one of the main driving factors right now is that his family prefers the transfer to LFC more than to Real Madrid or PSG, which we heard a couple of days ago, which is believable because he is English. And of course, he'd like to be close to home, close to family. And let's hope that works in Liverpool's favour, because signing Jude Bellingham is a must, to be perfectly honest with you. So yeah, really big news on Jude Bellingham. And to be fair, it's just making me more and more excited. A couple of days ago when I heard it, I still thought, yeah, but you've got to compete with Real Madrid. And sadly, Real Madrid's just one of those teams that a lot of people want to go to. You've seen Tchouaméni bin us off for them last season. I thought potentially Jude Bellingham could do the same, especially as Zidane invited him to the final in Paris to go and watch it in his box with him. Didn't look great for Liverpool. But today I'm feeling extra happy and more positive about it, because I think the family point's a really big thing, and being close to his family. He's already been in Germany now for several seasons away from his family. And the pull of A, playing for Liverpool, but B, being close to home is very big. And the more and more things come out, the more heartbroken I'll be if that never happens. But hopefully it will be. So yeah, that is Jude Bellingham up to date. And our final topic before we go is Liverpool sale could take new twist with FSG strategic partner plan. Now, The Echo is reporting this, that Liverpool owners FSG have been open to offers for the club, but only are willing to sell it at the right price, of course. But they now may seek a strategic partner in their search for new investment. So basically, at the start of November, when we obviously put the club up for sale, they were only interested in a full takeover. And they've been looking outside for more investments and having major engage with the likes of US companies. But now it seems that they're coming more around to the point that they wouldn't just be interested in a full takeover, but maybe an investment, you know, a plan that would basically get someone to come in and do the majority of it, but they still have a little part of Liverpool Football Club, which will ultimately make them more money. I mean, I think they bought us for like 300 mil and now it's 3.3 billion. And you're looking at, it's probably going to be more than that, to be honest, for FSG to outright sell. But yeah, John W. Henry apparently now is open to the possibility that, you know, they could look at a partial stake in the club to a minority investor, and a move that could create funds for player recruitment or capital improvement. And that is the main part, is a part that this money that would be invested into the club is solely going on player recruitment, which we know the FSG plan, and we know the way they've always been, and that is that we don't really spend a lot of money, we only spend what we earn. So whoever would come in, this strategic plan that they're now doing and the partner that comes in, it'd be a preferable outcome now for Henry. And he said he wants to keep partial ownership of Liverpool, obviously, but the people who come in want them to deal with the financial aspects of bringing players into Liverpool and making us able to compete on all fronts again and compete with the big teams that have a lot of money that Liverpool have somehow been doing with not that big of a budget. So yeah, that has been the roundup of news today. Do remember that I am live at 9 p.m. on YouTube for our live fan interaction show. So if you want to hear more in depth about these stories and also get involved, comment. I'll be listening to some of the comments, being interactive with the chat. So yeah, do head over to YouTube at 9 p.m. Watch that live show. But nice one for listening, and have a boss night.
If you enjoyed this podcast, then we've got a whole load more for you right now. Head over to RedmenPlus.com. You can get extra Red Men podcasts. You've got Around the League, you've got The Debate Show, Journo Insight with Neil Jones, and Podcast Extra, all the stuff that we could never possibly broadcast on public spaces. It is there, available in your native podcasting app on the go as well. Head to RedmenPlus.com and sign up.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.